Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, justice, peace, liberation, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all the listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're listening to the music of Will and Madeline Tuttle. This is From the Mountaintop. In this episode, I'm featuring a vegan potpourri. I have a food tip and then vegan music. And also information about vegan theory, especially in today's world of what's going on globally. For a food tip, we'll be hearing about homemade vegan yogurt from Madeline's Intuitive Kitchen, and she's making it from a previous one that she made.
Hello, back in Madeline's Intuitive Kitchen. I had the yogurt I used in this 1-quart jar. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, I don't wash it out. It's better not to wash it out. Mm-hmm. The probiotics are mostly in the liquid, so I made sure that there is some liquid in here. Mm-hmm. And then there is also some solids. So here we go. This is the West soy, nothing else than soybeans, no added guar gum or sugars or anything. One shakes it well and then opens it up and then pour it in. And make it pretty full like this. And then nothing else than putting the lid on and make it firm, so we can really shake. Mm-hmm. Shake it really well so all the walls get kind of, the debris get integrated into the fresh soy milk. This is the key, to just really shake it. So, this is it. And then instead of a yogurt machine, device, one can use the light in the oven. And now we place it into the oven by the light in the very back. And leave it for 24 hours. And tomorrow I will come back to you and show you the result. 24 hours later, hi again, and we will look how the yogurt is doing. Mm-hmm. We have it here in the oven. And remember, you don't have to fire the oven. You just put the light switch on and put it close to the light. Here it is. Look at this. It's pretty firm.
Right.
So we'll spoon out some. So mm-hmm. This is
wow.
It.
Yeah, looks great.
Yeah.
I know, it tastes really good. Vegan yogurt.
So yeah, try it out and I hope you have lots of success. Just let me know. If you do the yogurt from scratch the first time, and how one can start it from scratch is using one of these packages. It's a powder, it's vegan. Are many on the market.
And it's much less expensive.
Yes, okay.
Oh, wow, what so, a thing. Great, so that's just basic, simple soy milk, and sometimes you even make your own with this soybella.
Yes.
And then you just put it in the glass container and add the yogurt starter, the vegan yogurt starter.
Yeah. So wow, we fill it nicely up and then do the whole process. Afterwards, you just use your yogurt, like a couple of spoons. You don't wash the glass, how you saw it. Also, with time, I just feel the yogurt gets better and better. the more you reuse your culture. So enjoy yours if you get to it to make some.
Yeah, thanks, Mel.
Bye.
That recording is from the video channel of Will Tuttle. Vegan yogurt, easier than ever. And much thanks to Madeline and Will for sharing this instructional vegan video. Mother from the Freedom Warrior by Vegan Queen V in England, UK.
If I was a mother, I'd have my baby cry. I need a comfort protect you from bullets in the night. But oh, for some, the monsters they come.
Vegan Queen V, Only One Life, from the Freedom Warrior album.
Getting heavy, need to do something big before the king's men get me in a hurry, see, because homeland security has got to crack down while they redesign the currency with an urgency. This is a national emergency, hauling off our families to prison camp facilities is killing me. Most people here don't even know, though, they can't see the countries run by pedophile mafiosos. The FEMA trains are coming, the new world is here, and most people are so caught up that they don't care. Never mind the state of the world, never mind what's vital, let's just sip our Coca-Cola while we watch American Idol. Never mind the war in Africa, Iraq, North Korea, we'd rather get the latest scoop on Brad and Angelina. That's cause Hollywood has got us on that Kool-Aid, keeping us distracted while they prep us for the new age, the rise of transhumanism. People, this is true, it isn't something that I got out of a movie or cartoon. They wanna put a chip in you, so do you wanna let them do it? They're halfway there, and yes, the minions will pursue it unless the people say no, unless the people take hold, unless the people rise up and show them people got soul. If the people got soul, then now's the time to stand up. If you won't stand up, then be prepared to bow down to the new world police state. This is what it is now, mandatory vaccines for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. The new world police state, this is what it is now. RFID chip for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. We live inside a systematic, never-ending war, a cross between Brave New World and 1984, where everyone is doped up, addicted to the telescreens, right down to all these bourgeois mother telling me my music is too this, my music is too that. I need better hooks, better beats, and I need to stop rapping. What I need to do is stop listening to everyone else, cause I don't need a label, I release this myself. I don't write this for the radio, I'm speaking from my heart. So go ahead, let these critics criticize my art. What it comes down to is my lyrics are too smart, and the truth is something major labels aren't trying to market. Your children are the target, and your energy the means. We're running on a wheel, working hard for this machine. And if you all know what I mean, then I believe there's no reason we couldn't all come together hard and call treason on the mother violating each and every day. No, this isn't freedom, this is modern day slavery. It's time we break chains and set the whole world free. Now's the time to speak because we deserve peace. New world police state, this is what it is now. Mandatory vaccines for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. The new world police state, this is what it is now. RFID chip for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. Look at how they treat us when we go through TSA. But if there's a real threat, CIA just walks them on the plane. It's a mafia-run business and we'll never know the whole plan. But they do it in the name of the homeland.
New world police state, this is what it is now. Mandatory vaccines for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. The new world police state, this is what it is now. RFID chip for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right.
That was vegan musician Elias Clay. New World Police State, from her debut album, Reverse Hypnosis. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with our program.
I hope you feel this. You're hearing one of the realest. When I get up on the mic, I'm trying to kick it to your spirit, trying to spark something, trying heart to heart something. If I get up on the mic, it's cause there's something that I need to say. Meaning to say, there's something that I want to discuss. For instance, the Fed printing money and such. We're all working for this money and it's worth nothing. How about we combine our efforts and try to build something? I'm sure you got a skill, something you could do. You could trade it for whatever you needed, and that's truth. We could grow our own food or build our own houses. Instead, we give away our time and get these from the middleman. Who are these men that claim to own this land? Who stake the claim on the murder of our ancestors and built these cities on the backs of the stolen slaves? Men taken from their once sacred native land. Women taken as sex slaves to serve these men. These who wrote contracts that stand bound today when they were written in a language that the natives didn't understand.
These are things I believe that we need to discuss. If you really want change and truth and such, we're gonna have to go back to the start, my friend.
Imagine this, picture us with the ball. It starts with a couple driven people making calls. We start a movement, the fire spreads across. Then we pick a day and meet in all the city halls. Imagine people electing amongst themselves. Imagine if we did away with all the lobbyists. That, my friends, is the last thing they wanna see. But that's the only way we'd have a true democracy. Our leaders now don't seem to hear this voice. And when we vote, it's an illusion of a choice. A $1 billion puppet show where the main stars are handpicked and groomed by the CFR. So either way, the real powers don't change. And the election, it's just a PR campaign. Like the war on terror used to justify their deeds. Condone torture and get a Nobel Prize for peace. The president, the representatives, they need incentives and they don't represent me. Tied to strings that the people don't see. They serve a system that can only serve thieves.
These are things I believe that we need to discuss. If you really want change and truth and such, we're gonna have to go back to the start, my friend. These are things I believe that we need to discuss. If you really want change and truth and such, we're gonna have to go back to the start, my friend.
All across the world, pirates took over with the help of the WTO and Coca-Cola. They stole all the minerals and every source of water, then sold it back to the people for $1 a day, but not without adding little bits of poison, a little chemical gift for all the boys and girls. And in America, we're blind to what is happening. Most don't know about the GMO catastrophe. There are men making changes to our DNA, the mass experiment subsidized by the state. Instead of sharing the wealth with those starving, our taxes go to McDonald's, cows, and IG Farben. So I'll be damned if my brothers don't speak up. We gotta do it for the future, cause it needs us. Gotta do it for the earth and for the kids. This is the age of the microchips.
These are things I believe that we need to discuss. If you really want change and truth and such, we're gonna have to go back to the start, my friend. These are things I believe that we need to discuss. If you really want change and truth and such, we're gonna have to go back to the start, my friend.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We just heard Elias Clay. Things we need to discuss. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station nor its management. For sharing news in vegan theory, I'd like to share the news of the boomerang effect and the golden rule. Authentic veganism is basically two principles. One, the golden rule, everybody knows. And two, the boomerang effect. As we sow, we reap. Authentic veganism, animal liberation, is absolutely necessary to co-create a world of peace, justice, freedom, liberation, and intentional harmlessness, non-violence, non-exploitation. We're listening to The Deer Song by Will Tuttle. Next up is conspiracy music guru, television watching news believer.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets
because of you, we're in this mess. Forever you will acquiesce. How you love to be deceived. Whatever they tell you, you believe. Get a sight, get a mind.
Remember the boomerang effect. Consider how hunting and fishing is based on deception, terror, and fear. How regenerative, organic animal ag is based on injustice and betrayal.
Critical thinker, you are not. Never independent thoughts.
How animals in biomed pharmaceutical laboratories are violated and exploited. Make the connection, be the change.
Regurgitating all you hear. Spread your terror. Spread your fear. Yeah.
Never your mind to be free. Never your eyes will ever see. Lick the boot of tyranny. Begging for your slavery. They who have remote control. The TV show your very soul. Turn into the great deceiver.
Mainstream media hides the scenes and experiences of animals enslaved in the tyrannical slaughterhouses and lab breeding facilities, far away from public view and knowledge.
Inject your poison, wear your mask.
The views expressed here are solely mine.
All they have to do is ask. Never questioning authority.
Television watching news believer, conspiracy music guru. His next song is Look Up. Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're hearing The Deer Song from Will Tuttle's Animal Songs album.
So this song is about those white lines in the sky, called Look Up. Called Look Up.
Some people, they see those little white lines, assume that it's normal, assume they're benign. But nothing could be much more further from true. Those lingering chemtrails are poisoning you. They poison the ground and they block out the sun. A chemical warfare against everyone. A toxic geoengineering campaign. Do you know of anything more inhumane? Aluminum, barium, strontium too. Ingredients found in their chemical brew. the crops getting drenched with a poisonous rain, with metals so heavy they clog up your brain, causing diseases, it's so sad to mention, neurological problems, Alzheimer's, dementia, and people get sicker and sicker, the haze in the sky just gets thicker and thicker, a dastardly crime against humanity. Big Pharma are rubbing their hands gleefully, cause the more that they spray, then the more is their wealth. The more that they spray, then the worse for your health. But you're all looking down, and you're all unaware. Far too distracted, too busy to care. But I'll blow my whistle, and I'll shout in the streets, until all the people just look up and see. Look up to the sky, and ask your government why they're spraying their chemicals over your head. It's almost as though they want everyone dead. Look up, look up, look up, look up to the sky above. The air that you breathe has been compromised. Please look up, look up, look up.
Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. Let's go out with Look Up. This is a snippet of the full song. This is Marlene in Massachusetts wishing you a lovely, joyous, peaceful day.
Well, that was the last time I saw my old friend. A tragedy happened I can't comprehend. He took his own life, or so it was said. Apparently shot himself twice in the head. My old friend was silenced for telling his tales of flying machines spewing toxic chemtrails. But his story remains about what those planes spray. And when I look in the sky, I can still hear him say,
look up to the sky, and ask your government why they're spraying their chemicals over your head. It's almost as though they want everyone dead. Look up, look up, look up. Look up to the sky above. The air that you breathe has been compromised. Please look up, look up, look up.